victims. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's what a federal judge says relatives of those killed in certain plane crashes are.
A federal judge ruled Friday that relatives of people killed in the crashes of two Boeing 737 MAX planes are crime victims. The Justice Department argued against it. However, a Texas judge said the crashes were a foreseeable consequence of Boeing's conspiracy, making the relatives victims of that crime. Boeing, which misled safety regulators, agreed to pay $2.5 billion, including $243.6 million in fines, and the Justice Department agreed not to prosecute the company. Virginia-based Boeing did not immediately respond to a request for comment. It's unclear what impact the ruling will have. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
The federal government reports a record amount of migrants crossing the southern border.
They released the September border numbers at 11 p.m. on a Friday night. CBP reporting more than 227,000 migrant encounters in the month of September. That is the highest September in DHS history. Fiscal year 2022 closed out with more than 2.3 million migrant encounters. That is the highest fiscal year ever recorded.
Fox's Bill Malusian in Eagle Pass, Texas. Alaska Democratic Congresswoman Mary Sattler Peltola tells Fox News that another type of border security is a concern for her state.
We're very worried about our most western border along the Bering Sea. We've had folks from Russia come across already. There were two gentlemen who were trying to evade their inscription. And we certainly need to be investing as much as we possibly can in terms of military and other ways in Arctic infrastructure.
Last month, the Coast Guard encountered both Russian and Chinese naval ships off the Alaskan coast. And Red Bull co-founder Dietrich Mateschitz has died. He was 78. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Former President Trump set to hold a rally shortly in Texas.
With 2 days before early voting starts in Texas, former President Donald Trump's Lone Star State rally is expected to highlight the, quote, unprecedented effort to advance the MAGA agenda, according to an advisory from the former president. Trump pointing out his 33-0 record for candidates endorsed by him in Texas so far this election cycle. One of the candidates he endorsed is Governor Greg Abbott, who's running for a third term against Democrat Beto O'Rourke. Abbott won't be attending the rally, but Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and Attorney General Ken Paxton are scheduled to speak. The rally takes place in Robstown outside of Corpus Christi on the Gulf Coast. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
North Carolina School District votes to forfeit games against a high school with a transgender volleyball player.
The school board in Cherokee County, North Carolina, says the county won't participate in any girls' volleyball games against a rival school after a transgender athlete reportedly injured a girl by powerfully spiking a ball. Instead, the county will forfeit those games. Despite the growing controversy over transgender females playing on girls' teams, the school board making it clear the issue is safety, not gender. The athletic director at Hawassee Dam High School, where the injured player attends, says he supports last month's school board vote. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Several states have passed laws requiring athletes to participate in sports based on their biological sex. Zilli Schmidt, a survivor of the Auschwitz and other concentration camps, has died. Schmidt became a vocal advocate for the recognition of the Nazi genocide of Sinti and Roma, the gypsy people who live predominantly in Eastern Europe. It's believed up to 500,000 were killed. Schmidt was 98. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.